You know, forever on this program at this time on a Tuesday morning, we did the biggest show coming to town, which, by the way, is still brought to us by the good folks at the Bomb Factory. And we'd go through the list of the big shows coming to town, but since we don't have any concerts or comedy acts coming to town during this pandemic, we changed this up a couple of months ago. And we've been taking turns answering this musical survey, a questionnaire that I found on Soch. And once our crew ran through it, we started bringing on very special guest stars. The P1s have really embraced this new format, so we're going to have a big announcement here in the next week or two regarding this format moving forward. But just know that we like the change too, and it's a lot of fun to hear our special guest stars answer this questionnaire. We last week had Rhett Miller from the Old 97s on. We're lining up more of our friends in the future, more musical artists in the future. And joining us today is one of our friends who kind of also is a musical artist. I've seen him perform at Ticketstock before, and he brings down the house.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Normandy invasion, Donovan Lewis. Hi, Donnie.
Good morning, musers.
Hey, there's Mrs. Price again.
That is not Mrs. Price.
I know. Donovan texted me a correction right in the middle of Muse when we identified that as Mrs. Price. And it's not Mrs. Price. Who is it, Donovan?
This is Gracie Carroll. Although the picture that you sent to me is not the same person that...
Is that not? She's not a 17-year-old girl on Instagram?
No, that's not her. But yes, interviewed and in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp, that is Miss Carroll.
It's not Gracie, Tommy Daniels' old grandmother.
I'm going to say
that great story.
Tommy Daniels' old grandmother. No, Tommy Daniels ran over an old woman. No, he watched an old woman get run over. That's what it was.
Yeah,
and it was a friend of the family.
He didn't do anything to help her. He stood there holding a sparkler, right?
The rant had a different version of events than Tommy had.
Can you please line up Tommy to come on the program and tell that story? That's one of my favorite stories.
Always a greatest hit when we'd sucker him into that conversation on the rant, him having to correct us. Because the rant, we had him signaling someone on a walkie-talkie, a buddy of his, to hit the accelerator as Tommy was distracting her from across the street to get the old woman across the street. And Donovan, you came on to talk about this, didn't you?
I did.
Tommy,
that's my favorite story in the whole wide world.
All right, Donovan, we can't wait to hear your list. You've got two full segments to do this, so take your time, go at your own pace. And I am curious because Mike and Corby and Rhett and pretty much everybody we've asked to do this, they've all had Robert... said that this was the hardest thing he's ever had to do. Was this difficult for you
to fill out? A couple of categories. Okay, you know what? You think about it, it's fine, and you know the answer. But some of the others, the majority of them, you have like four bands listed, and you're saying, oh, no, I kind of like that. Well, no, that's it. It was so difficult to fill out. But I wanted to preface this by saying I listen to this every single week, and the majority of everyone will have rock bands. And growing up, we listened to nothing but R&B. And then once I got to, 85, 86, it turned to the old school rap. So that's all that's on my list. Because I was an MTV kid, and you would see some of the songs, some of the videos with some of the songs that I didn't know, the rock, the top 40 and all that. But you take MTV out of the mix, all the radio stations, all the parties, every single piece of music in my house was R&B and old school rap. That's it. So I will jump into it right now. Band I hate. This one was easy because it's not even a band. It's a person that was in a group. And every time I hear his voice on the radio or anywhere else, it is automatic click. It's hold my ears. It's la, 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 la. So I won't hear him ever, ever again. And it's Smokey Robinson.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
What the heck?
Cannot stand him.
Boy, Donovan bringing it just like Rhett did last week.
Seriously.
Man, I love this
song. Hang on, just listen to the first note of this wobbly voice.
I don't care what they think about me. I don't care what they say.
1980, I do believe.
Oh, no.
You didn't like the song?
I don't like his voice. A couple of other people were in the mix for this, but seriously. First note of any song Smokey Robinson sings, I'm out.
Is it too high, the voice?
I don't know if it's too warbly. I don't think it's too high because I do enjoy the fella with a falsetto. That makes me happy. But right. I don't know. I don't know if it's just the tone or what, but never ever have I ever gotten into a one song of his.
George said Smokey Robinson always looked creepy to him.
That's Gordon's comment, apparently, attributing it to me.
He said he looks like he's had some sort of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I never said that.
There is no question he's had that.
I haven't seen Smokey in a while.
You think his teeth have been fixed, too?
I think he has to take his face out of the freezer every time he goes out in public. He freezes it overnight.
Smokey, I still support you. I'm getting hammered right now, but I still support you.
Just listen to that, man.
It's great.
What's wrong with it?
Boy, he has had some surgery, hasn't he?
Hey, now listen to you.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I am 100% out on Smokey Robinson. So that one was easy, and I'm glad it was first.
One hurts.
Does it really? I think you...
I love Smokey.
If you listen to some of those songs, I don't know if they hold up or not, man. I'm telling you.
He hasn't eaten red meat since 1972.
That's only mildly at best interesting detail.
So that
how
one,
many of us can say that though? Not many of us.
There was an R&B singer in the 80s, 90s named Freddie Jackson. They always compared him to Luther because he was chubby also. And I didn't like his voice, and he was the only other one in the mix for the band or the person that I hate the most. But I had to give it to Smokey because I have been hating on Smokey for a long, long time.
He is 80. I didn't realize he was that old. Holy cow.
Do you like his golden green eyes?
One is gold and one is green?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? The left one is gold?
Yeah. What an amazing combination that would be.
He's the Max Scherzer of music.
Looking like a Green Bay Packer or something like that.
I forget what it's called when you have one eye that's a different color than the other one.
Yeah, it's bicurious. What is it? Bicurious?
I think bicurious is right.
Yeah.
David Bowie had that, I think.
It's
or maybe
Max
David Bowie had
Scherzer
some sort of injury.
Disease.
I'm not sure that's correct.
That's what it is. Okay.
We sound like experts, though.
Yep.
Band, I think, is overrated. It came down to two, and I will tell you the one that I didn't choose was Kool & the Gang. Because they have some hits.
Boy, you're hitting George right in the nuts today.
But I kind of think they're just a little bit overrated. But this is the band I chose because every time they come to town, it's sold out. And everyone has on a specific color, an outfit to go to this concert. And their music transcends. And every uncle at the barbecue will probably sing this. And I've always thought they were just a tad bit overrated. And that is Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
Whoa, whoa. It's a bass.
This may get me into trouble as far as the family reunion and all my aunts and uncles saying, what are you talking about? They have hits and they have a couple of songs I enjoy, but there are some people that you can't say one wrong thing about them, and they're just not all that.
What is it that people wear going to their shows?
It's all white, and it's white linen. So you'll have white linen pants, a shirt, and a hat, and white shoes. All of their concerts, everyone's decked out in all white. It's a great visual. It's really cool. But, yeah, I've seen them a couple of times. Frankie's getting old, and his voice isn't what it used to be.
It happens.
But I've just never thought their songs were... Now, Beyonce remade this song to kind of clap a little bit here, and there's a dance that goes with it, and it kind of made Frankie Beverly and Maze a little relevant again. They haven't put out new music in a long time. But, yeah, I'll probably get in trouble with a lot of my peeps about this. But I just...
Like you say, they sell out. What was the venue they played or last time they came to town?
Grand Prairie. The Verizon, whatever name it is right now.
Yeah, the theater in Grand Prairie.
Yeah,
is that what we're calling
something.
It?
But they do well, and they are represented
with the band?
Well.
Would they be better if Bug, Ziggy, and Ice were still in the band?
You just got that.
I'm just reading off Wikipedia.
Oh, man, I was like, what? There's I don't know no what cartoon you're talking about. But that is Frankie Beverly and Maze. And I think I've already received a text message from one of my buddies. I haven't even opened it yet, so I'm scared to see what they're going to say about that. Okay, so band, I think, is underappreciated. This is not a band. This is a guy that is not into music right now, and this is why I think he's underappreciated, because the younger generation probably doesn't know a lot about his musical career. But I do, because I grew up on his music, and he's awesome. And I'm not going to tell you his name. I am going to let him introduce himself.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail double.
LL Cool J.
Okay.
This is probably my favorite rap song of all time.
Let's hear you.
I'm rapping now. I sound just like LL.
Boy, yeah, right. It did sound just like him.
He's an actor, and he's hosting TV shows and all that, and probably he hasn't made music in a while. But those first couple of albums he put out, so good. Hits.
Do the ladies love Cool James?
Ladies love Cool James. And he perfected the first one to do the rap ballad. His I Need Love, which was probably panned when it first came out because it's all slow and rappers didn't do that. Rappers didn't make love songs. What the hell is going on? Was a game changer.
I bet the young generation knows him as an actor. Isn't he still on one of the NCIS's?
Yeah,
I don't know
LA.
Which city.
I think it's LA.
Is it LA?
Yeah.
And he also hosts a game show, one of those reality shows. He's all over the place.
But he is underappreciated in my eyes because he's one of my favorite rappers of all time. Hit it, LL. Okay, I can listen to that all day. All right, let's get through the rest of this survey.
I like LL.
Band that I love. This wasn't even a contest because I adore this band. And their music, I had problems just limited them to one of these categories because I love them so much. And it is Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some electric slide going on right now.
I was like that. You don't like Cameo?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No. This, listen to the production value, too, of this era.
Well, it was 80s. The way we rolled back then. It's the same feeling
I always Larry Blackman with his red cup. Oh, so great.
Yeah, that's what Gordon referenced that a lot in the early days of the ticket.
Yeah, I did.
That really stood out to you.
I'm just thrown by any sort of cod piece.
I remember one time they came to Dallas in concert and we went. And, you know, they're a little older now, so when they came out on stage, my wife was like, who is that? Do they have new members in Cameo? I was like, no, they're just a little older, and they may have picked up a little weight. The cup in
walking
front.
With a
limp. Yeah, the cup in front is now a gallon jug, but that's okay. It happens.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he ordered an oversized one. I think that he was exaggerating.
But last time he was here, he was a big boy, man.
So how much does he weigh now?
I don't know. Probably 250-ish. But this is
he's only 5'1".
I'm going to try to bring that look back.
The cod piece?
I'm going to wear all black leather with the red cod piece.
Okay, you know what? I'll join you. I will join you in that endeavor. Okay, that is Cameo. That is the band that I love. Now, the band that I can listen to over and over again, well, the catalog is so deep that you knew he was going to be included in any music survey I do, and it's Prince. And this is my favorite Prince song of all time. And it is She's Always in My Hair. It's a B-side. I don't know how much radio play it got. I don't think a lot.
Very little.
But this is such a great, great tune.
Well, don't talk to these two guys. They refused to even go near Paisley Park to tour. I went and paid homage to his greatness.
Yeah, I demanded to see the spot where he collapsed, too.
I did not demand to see the spot where he collapsed.
You know what? This is a great song. I'm not familiar with it. It's got a great groove to it. Aren't you guys amazed at some of the B-sides that you'll hear and you'll think, how did this not make the album? It's mm-hmm. such a great song.
And that's the good thing about being a Prince fan, because the catalog is so extensive that you can ask 30 different people, hey, what's your favorite Prince song? And yeah, you're going to get some fans with the Purple Rains or whatever. But you can start rattling off songs that you would say, man, I don't even know if I know that song. And I didn't go and get it because it's so much. He did so much music. And yeah, I can bump this.
Is this the elevator where Prince died?
That's Gordon.
Huh? Yeah,
that's how he behaved.
Is this where his skin turned purple? You know, because the blood settling?
Wow. That's actual audio from Gordo's visit to Paisley Park.
This is where he truly became the purple one.
Okay, that's the band I can listen to over and over again. So we can break now and I can finish the survey because I think I'm going to make up for it, George. When I tell you the band that made me fall in love with music. I know you're not liking this a lot so far, but I'll make up for it coming up next.
I'm with you on some of it.
Boy, I'm already seeing hate for Donovan on the Maze front.
I tell you, I may not be allowed at the family reunion ever again when I said that. And I just, they're not bad, just a little bit overrated. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
It's our newly formatted Biggest Show Coming to Town This Week segment. We have a special guest star again this week taking our Musers musical questionnaire, the great Donovan from the Normandy Invasion. We're right in the middle of it. And Donnie, we left off with Band That Made Me Fall in Love with Music. I believe that's where you will pick it up.
Yes, sir, Junior. And boy, I am taking body blows for my Maze opinions, man. Just left, right, left. I am. I have to pick myself up off the canvas and try to finish this survey. But let's do it. Band that made me fall in love with music. I can remember my parents who loved music with the 8-track tapes and the albums. And Saturday nights we would have the music going loud in the house, dancing around, having a good time. And early on, they played this band a lot. And yes, it made me fall in love with music. George, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. God, what a great song. Do you remember? Oh, you're. Let's go right now. That's a great song. I was going to say, I love that opening phrase, just the way.
So when I proposed to my wife, she suggested that we get married in September. I proposed in October. And this is the only reason she wanted to get married in September, so we could play this song.
Oh, how cool.
But we wound up getting married in April because I didn't want to wait that long.
Yeah, this Why is not? Great.
No, she wasn't
Are you
pregnant.
Saving yourself
she
for
wasn't
marriage?
Pregnant, Gordon. Like someone else asked. Are you pregnant? Like, no. No, but yes. She loves this song so much. And I'm a sucker for the R&B ballad. And I think a lot of people have hatred towards the R&B ballad. I don't know why.
Really?
But yeah, I do. And I played a couple sometimes on the air and you get, you know, called out a little bit because people just hate the R&B ballad. But you want to talk about...
I don't think I'm a fan of the R&B ballad.
I don't think a lot of people are, but Earth, Wind & Fire, you want to talk about some of the best ballads ever? This is Earth, Wind & Fire, and this is Love's Holiday, and I'm going to play a little bit of it because I love it so much. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
It's just, the problem is that the R&B ballad intersects with the 80s so directly.
What's wrong with that?
Because the production value is so anemic sounding to me.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't have a cassette tape of R&B ballad so you can have your lady and
do what?
Come over and...
Uh-huh.
And
what?
Yeah. Talk.
Go ahead.
Talk a lot.
Okay.
That's Love's Holiday from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay. So the band that changed my life, I had to think a lot about this because you listen to a lot of music, you listen to a lot of different bands, and I think, Gordon, you are right about following some sort of pattern. And if it's the 80s and whether it's the production, you kind of have these bands kind of sort of doing the same things. Well, this band was so different and so wild ass, it changed my outlook on music. It really did. And this is Parliament Funkadelic.
Man, I love this song.
I'm totally with you on this.
They did things so differently in my eyes because I don't know when I first heard it and it was Atomic Dog and it was Flashlight and it was all those different tunes that was like, what the heck is this? This is different. This is funk. And I loved it. And this one is my favorite. This is Not Just Knee Deep. I love it. There's a 15-minute version that every time I hear it, I listen to it all the way through. Sometimes you get tired of a song and you switch to the next and whatever. I listen to this whole thing. And I see them every time they come to town in concert. And it's probably once a year that George Clinton will come to town. And you want to talk about slowing down? This song now is probably played at 33 and a third speed because I don't know if he can keep up or not. Right. But he's lost his fastball.
I just loved him because... I just loved him because I thought Bootsy was such an understated presence when he was with them.
He
was always so refined and classy and blended into the background.
Did you like all the costumes?
Oh, I loved it.
The guy
loved
the
his wild-ass bases, his bases that would be in shape of a huge star and just points everywhere and glasses that are all oversized. I love Bootsy's bits.
And now they have over probably 40 people on stage, and the songs are slowed down, and they last for about 15 minutes apiece. The concert goes for 9 hours. It's incredible, but I can't get enough of it, and I go every time they come to town.
All right, that's a good one. Where'd they play last time they came to town? You remember?
House of Blues.
Okay.
Yeah. But they've been Deep Ellum live. They've been at the Granada, House of Blues, and I've gone to every single one of them. So that is the band that changed my life because it was just so crazy when I heard them the first time. Now, the band that's...
I was going to say, that's my favorite question on this. I've really enjoyed hearing everybody's response to that question in particular because there's something about, in this case, Parliament Funkadelic that just jumps out at you or jumps out at all of us who've been answering this that sometimes you can't even put your finger on it. They're just so different.
Yeah. That it speaks to you somehow.
In a way that changes your life. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that they excited you in some way beyond words.
It wasn't like anything I've ever heard. And you go, whoa, okay, that stands out and it sticks out. And that may have been the hardest question to answer because I had a couple of different groups and I scratched them out and I scratched them out. And then I thought about Parliament and went, okay, that's it, because I remember the first time hearing the song. Now, the band that surprised me, you guys were with me when I first heard this band. We were at the media party in Houston for the Super Bowl, and they had the band up there, and they had a mix of Hard Out Here for a Pimp and an Outkast song going at the same time, and it made me stop in my tracks, and I think you guys kept walking, and I recorded about the last minute and a half of what they were doing, and I had to figure out what their name was, and they are a band out of Houston called The Suffers. This girl has the most amazing voice I've heard in a long time. I thought it was amazing that night on stage in Houston.
I know how to love, and I know who I am. Come on, let me love you a little, and help me understand.
Was this the media party?
Yes.
At the Museum of Science?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yes.
All walking together, and I just heard the band in the background, and it made me stop, and I recorded them, and I had to figure it out. So I found out who they were, and one time we went to a Float the River Festival down in San Marcos, and they were playing. So we were a little late, and I only got to hear the last couple of songs of their set, but I've been interested in them ever since, and they've had a couple of albums out, and she can sing her ass off.
Yeah, I like her voice.
Can't you see?
What's her name again, Donovan?
I do not know her name, no.
No, I mean the band.
No, The Suffers.
Okay.
So that is the band that surprised me, and from the media party in Houston. All right, guilty pleasure. This one is a guilty pleasure because when rap was out in the early 80s, it had this kind of party feel to it. Everyone's having some fun. And then it turned pretty quickly to a lot of the gangster rap and the raps with messages and all that. And some of the earlier guys kind of got pushed to the side because they made music that was pretty fun and haha, let's party and telling funny stories. And again, I kind of go to the same vibe of what LL Cool J presents now because a lot of people know him as an actor and not a musician. And this guy is known way more for his acting and maybe not a lot for his music back then. And some considered his music popcorn. So my guilty pleasure for you, it's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Because you go with Parents Just Don't Understand and Nightmare on My Street and all that. And sometimes you may have been ashamed to say that you like Fresh Prince because they call this rap popcorn a lot. But this is my favorite Fresh Prince song by far.
Ordinary. It's rather extraordinary, so your bus is commentary. A literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together, and we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors that's empty. You wanna dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with a brand new funk.
Lord, that bass bottomed out just then. Gosh, listen to that.
And a lot of people don't think he'd have a song like this because he had all those storytelling, funny songs. But this is great.
One day I was rapping and on the beat, Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden he brought in a cut and I dropped my microphone.
So what does Jazzy Jeff do?
Now or then?
Then.
He was
like, what?
He was the DJ. He was the DJ when DJs were top billing before the rapper. A lot of those older musical groups, if they had two people, the DJ was always listed first.
That's right. Yeah, that is weird, and that's just gone away.
Yeah, now you really don't have DJs. Okay, this is my favorite part. I think I can do it word for word. Hang on. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling while on the microphone I was flowing. Fresh runs I was showing. The people say, yo, keep going, so I continue to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy, Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front, to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new funk.
Yeah. That was awesome.
You know how many times I practiced that in my life? All right, so that is my guilty practice.
Junior claims he can rap. I bet you if we gave you 1 week, could you nail that? Could you rap alongside Will Smith?
Yes, Uncommon. Maybe that's another adventure for you.
Yeah, I'm sure I could.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
At school. I'll take a dick in the pool.
All right.
That was the shortest lip rap career of all time was George's. He got one line into it. That was it. What?
That's the edited version.
It's not the edited version. That's it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, play it from the very beginning, Jer.
No, he's
at
just school, playing the short
take
a dick
in the pool. And then his career was over with. Then the audience all said, whoa, 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 left the stage.
Donovan will back me up. I got the first verse in about what you hear is not a test.
You
right?
did, and then you wanted to go to the pool and take your special toy with you, and then everything went to hell in a handbasket.
At school, take
Stop
dick
it.
In the pool.
Okay, a couple of more. Band I should have seen by now. A couple of times they've been in concert, and something always happened, and I did not get out there and get a chance to see them. It's the Isley Brothers.
Yeah. Well, well, well. Yeah.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Not the Isley Brothers in general.
Just this
but
song.
But this song.
Dude, this song is greatness. Come on, Gordon.
Drifting on a memory.
Oh!
Gordon will like it. Gordon will like it.
Because
he has no soul. That's why.
I used to.
Triple soul. I used to love this song.
This song is so good.
It's a pillow puncher for you.
Man, I loved it. I haven't heard it in a long time. Still love it.
Still real to you?
It is.
Okay. Oh, okay. I have to get to the last one because I could listen to this whole song. All right. The last one is great band to see live. I wouldn't have thought it. It is still to this very day the best concert I've ever been to, hands down. And it's Justin Timberlake.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.
I've never seen him live unless we saw him 1 year at a Super Bowl halftime, but
don't think so.
Has he been back since the Janet Jackson moment?
Ooh, yes. He was at the AAC, and it was the best concert. He had a
No, I meant has he been back on the Super Bowl halftime?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Don't think so.
Yeah, because we weren't there for that one.
I was. Remember, I stayed behind because the Panthers were in it.
Oh, that's
right. I saw
that
happen live, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the Panthers were a weird bandwagon you jumped on.
That wasn't me. That was my kids.
Oh, yeah, didn't you have to buy tickets for the whole family?
So if the Panthers ever went to the Super Bowl, I'd take them. Sure enough, they went.
Very begrudgingly, you had to buy them. Yeah.
It's a very expensive weekend. He is great. He's amazing.
He playing the piano, the band was great, dancing, singing. He is really, really good, and I was shocked. Seriously. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it like that. I think he curses in that, so let me stop it.
Yeah. Watch that.
You know what's interesting about him? Everybody likes him. Do you know anybody that hates Justin Timberlake?
I think he's controversial in some circles. Yeah.
Like, I seems like guys and gals love him.
Don't call them gals.
Like, he's great on SNL. I just don't know anybody that hates him.
I'm sure there are.
I've heard a lot of. Yeah, there's haters out there.
Yeah, all over. But
I'll be quiet.
It was.
Name one good song he sang on SNL.
It was kind of like George's rap.
Right.
Instead of the pool,
he put it in a box. George went with the pool.
Okay. So I'll get over that moment.
I think it was after school for you, wasn't
it,
George?
No, it
wasn't. I can't remember.
After school, we don't take him to the pool.
Whoa. You take your what to the pool? I still can't quite count how many syllables are in that.
Well,
it's just so difficult.
Stop trying.
No, I need to try. We all have to keep trying, George.
So there you go. That's the list.
Yay!
Yay!
Donovan, that was awesome.
Thank you so much, fellas. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you for doing that. A lot of fun once again. Donovan, our special guest star today in our newly revamped Vegas show coming to town.
Oh, you okay? And, you okay, Gordon?
Yeah, sorry. I had a little snort laugh there. But,
that was a snort laugh.
A little snort laugh, pal. Sorry about that.
It was a snort laugh.